It's honestly heartbreaking to look at the data. Global internet freedom has been on a steady decline for 15 straight years. We're seeing state surveillance expand, content blocking become widespread, and legal crackdowns targeting encryption and anonymity. It feels like the very tools that keep us free online are under siege.
It is a serious situation, which is why it's so encouraging to see organizations like the Tor Project stepping up. They're actually making a strategic pivot toward Web3 and cryptocurrency crowdfunding to keep their operations running. It's a calculated move to ensure they can keep defending online privacy long term.
And I think that shift makes so much sense, both practically and philosophically. It's not just about finding new money. It's about aligning their funding model with the values they're fighting for.
Exactly. Traditional fundraising channels are increasingly fragile. They're vulnerable to political pressure and intermediary interference. By moving toward blockchain-based models, Tor is directly embracing decentralization, transparency, and user sovereignty, core principles that traditional grant-making just can't guarantee.
So, what does this actually look like on the ground? I know they're exploring a few different Web3 structures to make it happen.
One of the primary models involves token-based donations. Supporters can contribute cryptocurrency directly, and there's even an option for governance tokens. That means donors could actually have a say in how those funds are allocated, which brings a level of accountability we rarely see in traditional tech funding.
That's really empowering. And they're also looking at decentralized autonomous organizations, or DAOs. Imagine a community that gets to vote directly on development priorities and outreach efforts. It truly puts the power back in the hands of the users.
Right, and non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, are another avenue on the table. They offer a creative way to generate revenue while simultaneously attracting a new wave of supporters who might not have engaged with digital rights advocacy before.
What I love about all these models is how they leverage blockchain's inherent transparency. Donors can track exactly how their contributions are being used, and crucially, it bypasses those centralized platforms that can be easily coerced into deplatforming or freezing funds.
That transparency directly addresses a critical vulnerability in the digital rights ecosystem. For too long, organizations have relied on government grants and corporate donations, which almost always come with restrictive conditions that can compromise their independence.
With cryptocurrency, you're looking at borderless, censorship-resistant support from a global community that's already deeply invested in privacy and decentralization. It's like the funding model finally matches the mission.
It does, and this move actually reflects a broader trend. We're seeing more privacy-focused organizations actively seeking funding, independence, and greater accountability to protect their work from external pressures.
But we have to be realistic, though. This transition isn't going to be a smooth ride. There are some notable challenges they'll have to navigate.
You're right. Cryptocurrency markets are notoriously volatile, which introduces a real financial risk that traditional budgeting just doesn't account for.
And on top of that, regulatory frameworks for digital assets are still so fragmented and constantly evolving. That creates a lot of compliance uncertainty for an organization that has to operate across dozens of different jurisdictions.
There's also the adoption hurdle. Many of Tor's traditional supporters simply aren't familiar with blockchain technology. They're going to need highly user-friendly interfaces and serious educational outreach to ensure broad participation without leaving anyone behind.
Despite all those hurdles, though, the strategic advantages are just too significant to ignore. It feels like a necessary evolution.
Absolutely. It builds a more resilient, community-driven funding model that actually mirrors the decentralized internet Tor strives to protect. its structural alignment in its purest form.
And if they pull this off successfully, it could establish a completely replicable framework for other digital rights organizations. It could even foster much deeper collaboration between the cryptocurrency ecosystem and the internet freedom movement.
Ultimately, the Tor project's embrace of Web3 crowdfunding is a proactive, necessary response to a worsening global crisis. It demonstrates that sustaining digital privacy requires more than just technical innovation. It demands adaptive, decentralized financial infrastructure to keep the fight alive.